One of the biggest questions officials are facing in the aftermath of this disaster is why so many people never received warnings as the fire raged toward Paradise, Concow, and Magalia, even people who had signed up to receive them. This week, the San Jose Mercury News published a detailed report looking into that question. NSPR's Tess Vigeland spoke with science reporter Lisa Krieger about the investigation.
Lisa Krieger, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Explain for us what records you asked for here and give us an overview of what you found.
While the fire was burning, we kept hearing reports from people saying, we didn't get warning, we didn't get warning, we signed up for warning, we didn't get warning. I filed a Public Records Act request with Butte County for the records that the county released, the Sheriff's Department, as well as the Chico Police Department and the Paradise Police Department. There were 28 alerts sent to probably 30 or 40 evacuation zones, time-stamped. And these reports also told us how many calls went through, phone calls, how many calls went through, and how many did not go through, how many did not connect with an actual telephone.
And what did you find?
It was stunning. There were places where close to 90% of the red, it's called Code Red, alerts did not reach a telephone. There are other parts of the city where they were very effective, and maybe 20-25% did not go through. And something like 17,000 calls did reach a telephone, but something like 11,000 never connected at all. So these are people who thought they would be warned, and they weren't. These are people who registered for the system. Now, 3/4 of the population of Paradise had not registered for the system, and that's a whole other problem. But our story was very broad, and it was looking at when people didn't learn about the fire, why was that? And basically, there are 3 different categories. There were human errors, and that is people didn't sign up for the system. There are also problems executing this alert system, that there were whole zones that got missed. There are also technical problems in that cell towers went down. And then the third factor, of course, which we're aware of, and that's Mother Nature. And you can have a great plan, but unless there's just a button you can push and put it all in place, when a fire is moving that fast, things don't go the way you hope.
Another part of your article talks about why it's so difficult to figure this out from county to county, and it's because all of the counties in the state have different systems. And now, we've talked before on the program about 2 of the major systems that are used, both Code Red and something called WEA. Can you take us through each of those briefly, and then why is it that counties are responsible for figuring out what system they're going to use?
We can think of it in terms of 2 major types of systems. One is this government emergency alert system, or WEA, which is the wireless emergency alerts. And people are familiar with those through the Amber alerts that we get. And then there's a second system, and these are the commercial notification systems. So that's what Code Red is. There's a company called Everbridge. These are purchased by the counties. And the WEA alerts, they're fairly limited right now. There are only 90 characters that you can issue. And those of us who have seen them, you see it's very limited, the amount of information you get. So you really can't tell people, you know, there's a fire in the west, there's a fire in the southeast, evacuate on Route 7. However, you can't offer that kind of detailed information. They also tend to blanket very large areas. So, and this was a concern in Paradise. They didn't want all of Butte County, you know, with Gridley and Chico and everyone else, panicking over a fire that was very specific to Concow and Paradise and Magalia. That will improve in 2019. They'll expand the number of characters to 360, and then they'll get better at targeting geographic areas. The second system, and you mentioned with Code Red and Everbridge, these are purchased by the counties. And what they let local officials do is send messages to landlines or cell phones or email addresses or text messages, and they are very targeted. You know, they can specify for your zone that you need to evacuate, but maybe the zone right next to you doesn't need to evacuate. The key difference between these two also is that the WEA alert does not require registration. You don't have to sign up for it. If you've got a cell phone, you will get it. It'll find you. The commercial systems do need people to sign up. And there's been a challenge because we just really haven't gotten the enrollment that we need to.
So how do counties decide what they're going to use?
It's very much ad hoc. And this gets to the challenge we have regionally. And in fact, someone I interviewed talked about how these different systems are sort of duct taped together. We have 58, each county has its own system duct taped together for the entire state.
That can't be anything but disconcerting to citizens of any county to hear that disaster communications is held together by duct tape.
I find it completely unsettling. We have this very sophisticated society and very interactive, very much connected to each other, depending on this, on electronics, essentially, and the effectiveness of electronics. And it's very disconcerting.
Yeah, you talk with anyone from Magalia, Concow, and Paradise, and they say that people knocking on doors are what saved lives in this fire.
Exactly. Human to human.
Lisa, what did the authorities say in response to your findings?
They have not responded specifically because they, to be honest, haven't had their time to do their own analysis. And they will do an analysis, and I'm sure it'll be thorough. Sheriff of Butte County did express some regret and remorse that he wished he had had the opportunity to get more alerts out, more warning out. And in some ways, they were really betrayed by the technology and the towers going out and the inability of the messages to get where they needed to go.
Lisa Krieger is a science writer with the San Jose Mercury News. Lisa, thank you so much for your reporting.
Tessa, it's been a pleasure.